to master the profound, the ultimate, the absolute. But it is given unto us the absolute ability to surrender to the profound, so that more and more we understand better. Because we're not fighting with it, trying to capture it, trying to get it, trying to understand it, trying to control it, trying to get a piece of the action. We've at least understood that if we bow to it, if we surrender to it, if we give ourselves to it, if we allow reality to be as it is without trying to put a label on it, then the possibility is there to see it more clearly, to adjust to it in such a way that it permeates us more. We transform into one who can be more attuned to it, because it's not there to attune itself to us. And spiritual maturity, self-realization, enlightenment, whatever term you want to use for any of these things that are suggestive of being a spiritual finder, all end up inevitably, whether you believe it or not, accept it or not, or know it or not, all end up inevitably in your surrendering yourself to it, your recognizing the supremacy of it, because that's all you can do. And the miracle is that when that humility actually starts to really happen for you, in you, it more and more reveals itself to you. Because now you have the capacity to take it in, to understand it, to have more clarity, to get it a little bit more. Because you're not trying to capture it. You're in a receptive position. So let's end with a little guided meditation related to that. Very quickly. So just relax and let your eyes, without any effort, let your eyes fall closed. Let your whole body, without any effort, relax in your chair. Because these are the last few moments of this evening together, and there's really nothing for you to do. The last moments haven't finished yet, so there's nowhere for you to go right this moment. You can afford to relax. And just let yourself drop inside yourself, fall inside yourself without any agenda other than allowing yourself to let go and relax. And as you fall inside yourself and as you simply come more and more in contact with yourself, notice your breathing. Just become aware of it. And just the act of becoming aware of it may change it, and you can notice that too, but don't concern yourself with it. But just become aware of your breathing. And see as you fall inside and relax even more, if you can become aware of your whole body from head to toe, not just your breathing, but your whole physical organism, your hands, your arms, your legs, your torso, your head, just from tip to toe, your whole body, your whole physical presence, that whole energy, see if you can be more aware of it, sense it more fully. It's always there, it's always going on, but see if in this moment you can become much more aware of it.